A wealthy squire in the north, who left an infant daughter, all his estate of mighty worth, but mark what followed after. As he lay on his dying bed, he called his brother to him, and unto him these words he said: I from the world am going. Therefore, dear brother, take my child, which is both young and tender, and for my sake be kind and mild, and faithfully defend her. £300 a year I leave to bring her up in fashion. I hope you will not her deceive, but use her with compassion. To which the brother then replied, I'll sooner suffer torture than e'er become a wicked kite, or wrong your only daughter. The father then did seem content, and like a lamb expired, as thinking nothing could prevent what he had thus desired. The father being dead and gone, the uncle then contrived to make the child's estate his own, and of its life deprive it. A wicked thought came in his head, and thus concludes to serve it. He takes it up out of the bed, and then resolves to starve it. With wicked mind into a wood, he then the infant carries, and though he would not shed her blood, yet there alive he buries. Within a hollow oaken tree, he stopped the mouth from crying, that none might hear and come to see how the poor child was dying. Then gave he out the child was dead, and did pretend some sorrow, and caused the shape in wax be made to bury on the morrow. Some mourning too he bought beside, all to avoid suspicion. But yet, alas, this would not hide the guilt of his commission. For happy fate and providence did keep the child from dying, whose chiefest guard was innocence, on which is best relying. For when the breath was almost spent, a gentleman did spy her, as he and man a-hunting went, and so approached nigh her. He took the wronged infant home, and to his lady gave it. Quoth he, this child from fatal doom, I happily did save it. Therefore I'll keep it as my own, since I have none beside it. Though such a thing is seldom known, I will support and guide it. But as the lady and her spouse did to their neighbors show it, a woman came into the house that presently did know it, and soon discovered all the cheat the uncle had intended, to get the poor young child's estate, who promised to defend it. The wicked uncle, being seized and charged with his transgression, his mind and conscience so was teased, he made a full confession. The justice sent him to the jail, where he is closely guarded, and next assizes will not fail of being well rewarded.